The Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii hosted its 167th anniversary luncheon and also celebrated the doubling of its membership to 2017. Chamber President and CEO Sherry Minor McNamara says part of that effort was to organize businesses statewide.
We felt it was important to partner, collaborate with our neighbor island chambers because resources and access to our state capital are not as accessible. So what we did was offer them, where their members are also our members, to create this cohesive unit to have one unified voice at the state legislature or other levels of government.
McNamara says the ambitious goal was set 2 years ago. In the upcoming legislative session, which convenes in January, the statewide Chamber of Commerce will be watching measures dealing with minimum wage increases and mandatory sick, safe, and family leave. Vice President for Business Advocacy and Development, Pono Chong, says the Chamber will also continue to participate in the debate on pay equality for women. He says many lawmakers support it, but there must be a balance between wage information and employers' rights.
That was some of our concerns 2 sessions ago, where it allowed people to share wage information among employees. The concern there is your competitor will now know what you pay your employees. And with unemployment being less than 3%, you're sharing proprietary information about your organization with your competitor, and we think that's unfair and unreasonable.
Chong says there are conflicting studies on wage discrepancy versus gender discrimination, and that conversation will be ongoing. The statewide organization will also help to solidify relationships among businesses on the various islands and counties. Kauai Mayor Bernard Carvalho has participated in the annual Taste of Hawaii on Capitol Hill event in Washington, D.C. He says it will be the 5th annual event next year and should be better than ever.
So in the first year, Senator Kochi and myself from Kauai, we took a contingent. And it's just an opportunity for businesses to go to D.C. And you get Congress people coming in, all the different people, sharing some of the great products and giving our business an opportunity to connect and flourish. And then our local chambers from Maui, from Kauai and Hawaii Island, all coming together.
Meanwhile, Mike Hernandez Soria says he generates a lot of business at chamber events by meeting company decision makers. Soria is the owner and founder of a water filtration company that installs machines to purify tap water, thereby eliminating 5-gallon plastic water jugs.
We heard that Young Brothers had a number of workers' comp injuries related to lifting those 5-gallon jugs, and they eliminated those. Hawaiian Airlines bought from us in Kona, where it's really hot, for their baggage handlers. We have a system called the Max that makes an enormous amount of cold water. So all these baggage handlers are filling up big thermos, hydro flasks, and things to take out with them, and they're so happy to have large amounts of cold water available to them.
Soria's water stations can also make hot water. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.